don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, August 28th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. We've got Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet. He's coming on in the next segment from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. Greatly appreciate if you could text me any questions you have for him, ones that maybe we missed previously. Greatly appreciate you guys sending me those text messages, questions for Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital. You may have heard at the top of the hour news, Elisa Slotkin is not willing to debate Mike Rogers three times. So far, she's agreed to Wood TV in Grand Rapids and the ABC affiliate WXYZ in Detroit. She's willing to participate in televised debates at those two locations. A third debate proposed, not interested. So Mike Rogers, of course, is willing to debate her all three times. He's accepted all three invitations. We'll see where that goes. Want to also mention that the Rogers campaign is going to be in Northern Michigan this weekend. There's an event going on in Boyne City. We're also trying to put together one here in Antrim County. So if you're interested, text me Rogers, and as soon as I find out the information, the two different locations, we will get them to you, and you will be able to attend those meetings with the Rogers campaign. I believe it's Christy Rogers, his wife. I'm not for sure that Mike is coming himself personally, but maybe he is. I'm not really sure. The details just came to me about a half hour ago, so I'm not really sure. Not really sure all the details at this point. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Like I mentioned yesterday, we have a new sponsor coming next week. Hopefully we can put this together. We're meeting with them this afternoon. Hopefully we can put the campaign together, the strategy, and be able to install the product here at our home. Vicky and I are going to be testing it out, making sure that it does what they claim it does, and then be able to share it with you guys hopefully next week. So, greatly appreciate you guys. If you're hearing me loud and clear on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, send me a text message loud and clear in whatever city. Whatever city. Greatly appreciate that. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, loud and clear, 97.7 FM. My volume is good. You can hear me okay, Jeff. The levels are proper. I appreciate that. Also, the levels for the commercial breaks, the music outs, the music ins, the breaks, If you could monitor that for me, Jeff, I'd greatly appreciate that as well. Again, Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. I got a couple of questions already coming in. John Palmer, the farmer over in Onaway, be sure to ask Dr. Jeff about his thoughts on barley versus corn for high protein feed, ground grain style. So is this now for your pigs or cows? What exactly, what animals are you looking for there, John? Send me that and I'll get that to Dr. Jeff. First question out of the chute. I know he wants to talk about the fair and he also wants to talk about his new tractor. So short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Thanks, Jeff, for doing this for me.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. As usual in this time slot is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are things going up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie?
Going pretty good. We are right smack in the middle of fair week this week. I did livestock check-in was Monday. Everything went pretty smooth there, and they've been having the shows, and everything's going, and the rides are getting, the Midway is getting ready to open, because I know my kid's excited about this one. The rides are getting ready to open, I think today at 1 o'clock.
So,
weather
very
depending.
Cool.
But how
is the weather up there?
It was raining this morning, and
yeah.
Got up, it was pretty, little cloudy, little wet, and I have not checked the forecast. So I'm not sure how it's supposed to clear
right.
out.
We're in the 60s until tomorrow, and then it's
yep.
going to get back into the 70s. So
okay, well that's better than the 90s, and like it was over the weekend.
Yes.
We did have a little problem on Monday with it, with the livestock becoming heat stressed. So we really had to keep an eye on that. Had a lot of fans going in the barns, keeping the animals cool, making sure they have water and everything like that.
Sure. One thing we noticed here in Antrim County Fair this year, a lot less kids participating, a lot less animals. Is that the same situation up there in Chippewa County?
They seem to be up this year.
Okay.
Yeah, sitting there because they were talking about having, and I know, right, of course, obviously during COVID and the shutdowns, we had issues, and then immediately post, there weren't very many EP kids that had animals because a lot of times, you know, you're using the money from the market to buy next year's animal from the sale of this year's animal. Well, they didn't
right.
sell this year's animal or didn't sell it, you know, at 4-H at the elevated, or, you know, at the 4-H prices, I guess I should say.
Sure.
You know, you're just selling it at a straight market price, and the, you know, they just didn't have the money. But now we're starting to see it come back. So the last few years, I'm starting to see agricultural come back here. And a big part of it, I think, is people, and I know we've talked about this multiple times before, people realizing how sensitive or how open to disruption the current food chain system is. You know, be it everything being centralized and being trucked in, and people
sure.
are trying to bring food production locally again. And so I'm getting a lot of people that are calling and asking me now. They're getting like, you know, one or two cows. And, you know, if you want to get into this, you don't need to get, you know, 500 head herd. Okay. You can do two.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to.
Right.
And even then they have smaller cattle that if you want to do that, like Dexter's and the miniature Herefords, that are only about half the size ish of a full cow. And so anybody out there that's got 5 acres or something and you want to raise a steer, you got, you know, family maybe about 3 or 4, not too big, you don't want a whole lot of meat.
Right.
Dexters. They don't get huge. They're easy to handle. They're nice. And the one Dexter steer would probably pretty much, you know, feed a family for 3 or 4 for a year, you know. Depending on how much steak he eat. Probably wouldn't feed on my family. I got a lot of meat eaters in my household.
Right.
But, you
right.
know, but yeah, there's lots of options on that.
Yeah. Now, so. One thing that, people need to understand about that too, local ordinances from municipalities, especially up in the UP, is a lot, less regulations as far as the amount of acreage that you require per head and things like that. That's something, like you say, they can basically do that, Jeff, 5-10 acres, no problem at all.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a carrying capacity of that. And even in the cities too, and I do know in Chicago, you can have backyard goats and sheep.
Oh, wow.
And I do know that some of the municipalities, I know Hank Sue is talking about this, and I've seen a couple other ones allowing you to have backyard chickens.
Sure.
Hens, no roosters, but, you know, typically people would have these chickens for egg production, you know, is what
sure.
they have. And they
right.
limit you, you know, about 5 or 6 hens, which honestly is fine because you're getting probably 4 or 5 eggs a day. A chicken lays an egg about every 25 hours. So, you know, that's plenty of eggs for a family. You know,
sure.
they have fresh eggs. And, I mean, honestly, the chickens are going to do a lot less damage and be a lot less messy than a big Great Dane, you know. And,
absolutely.
You know, and as long as people, and it's always got to be the same thing. And you know, the municipality is always concerned about safety and, you know, noise ordinance, and then making sure that the food is contained, that you're not getting rats or things into. But that's all the same stuff that goes for any animal that's outside, dog or cat or anything else. So,
sure.
I really, at least seeing it up here, that the cities are starting to come around a little bit, going, you know, maybe we need to start loosening these up a little bit and letting people take control of their own food. You know, really, because as I always said, agriculture is the most important industry in the United States. You know, hashtag no farmers, no food. You know, and then no truckers, no food either, because somebody still has to get, you still have to get that produce from the farm to the market, even if you're going to a farmer's market or a local market.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so there's a whole, those have to be the two most important industries in the United States.
When I was a truck driver, many times, especially when I had the dry refrigerated trailer, picking up okra down in Georgia, bringing it back to Kroger's in Detroit. I did sweet corn from Grand Junction, Colorado, all the way back to Kroger. I actually did a load of beef one time from a slaughterhouse.
Yep.
And I'll never forget, I was in, I think, was it Kansas or Iowa? And I had my dog with me, Mr. Yep. Hunter. And I got to tell you, man, as soon as I pulled into the gate and the security guard checked me in and he says, okay, you need to go park in slot number 17. I'm like, okay, point me in the right direction. You go, oh, yeah, it's clearly painted on the pavement, but go over there, make a right, then a left, and you'll see it right around the corner. And then they'll come out and knock on your cab when they're ready to have you back in, you know, to the slaughterhouse.
Yep.
Got to tell you, Jeff, Hunter started shaking. And I'm like, okay. I mean, this was the most calm, mellow, yellow lab on planet Earth.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, buddy, no problem. It's okay. We parked the truck. I normally, as soon as I, you know, got there, I'd shut the rig down, put him on his leash, take him for a walk, you know, get some exercise, go to the bathroom, you know, bring the poop bags with me. And do you know, I literally had to drag him out of that semi. I don't know what was in the air. The fear of, these cattle being slaughtered, you know, the farmers were pulling in with the cattle, and they were prodding them to get into the building, you know, for processing. And I got to tell you, man, something was in the air. He just sensed it, and he's like, no, Dad, he's putting the brakes on the whole time. Didn't want to go for a walk, didn't want to go potty. I literally had to pick him up and put him back in the truck. And just that was a weird experience, but absolutely – farmers markets and production, and then getting it to market, like you say, two absolute most important industries in the country. I do have, speaking of a farmer, John Palmer, regarding large animals, cows and swine.
Yep.
He doesn't have any horses. He says, can you ask Dr. Jeff about his thoughts on barley versus corn for high protein feed ground grain style?
Okay. Ooh, maybe reach way back. Well, corn pretty much is a lower protein. We usually, when we're using corn, we're usually using corn for the carbohydrate or the energy component to it. Okay. So I believe barley has a little bit more protein in it. It's the same reason why we don't use corn flour. Okay, to make bread, we use wheat flour, and specifically if you use bread flour, it has a higher protein level in it than like all-purpose flour, than like cake flour. Okay, so they're actually, and there are actually different kinds of flours or out there. And sure. So I think barley would have, I would go more with barley. Barley's going to have a higher protein content on it. Corn's cheap. Corn's good for energy. Corn is good for finishing. But for growth and stuff like that, you want something with a little bit more protein in it. We may use, when I was doing the feed stuff at the farms back at college, it was, we were at corn, soybean. We're using soybeans for our protein.
Okay. So soybeans is even better, you think, than barley?
Soybean will have a higher protein content to it too. So,
okay.
Interestingly enough, just here's a little thing people argue about steaks and having hormones, and there's hormone in your steak and da 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 da. Guess which food source has the highest estrogen level in it?
Whoa.
Soybeans.
Soybeans.
Soybeans do. I always think it's funny. I always get a kick. They're like, oh, you're eating that steak while they're sipping their soy latte. That steak's full of hormones. I'm looking at that. I'm like, man, soybeans full of
estrogen.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So if you're a man, you're going to end up growing some man boobies there if you're continuing to consume soybeans.
Well, about that, but yeah, you know, I mean,
I gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, so going back to the fairs.
Yes.
So we're getting ready. So your local fairs, you're going to have your 4-H kids there. They raise these steers for 2 years. You know, the goats and sheep, they've been taking care of these animals for months, if not years, and they're running to the market. This is the Super Bowl for them, okay? And then they take them in, and this is where we can step up to the plate and help them by bidding on these animals, because that is the money that they're going to use to then purchase next year's animal. And also, I'll tell you what, you ain't going to get better beef from a grocery store. I can tell you that right now. You'd have to go to, you know, somebody that raises them for you.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I bought meat from a grocery store.
Yeah. You actually fill up the freezer with them?
Oh yeah. Speaking of freezers,
yes, sir.
City, our hardware, big hardware store up here in the sewer building center, and also Whirlpool has, which is a Michigan company, people did not know that, Benton Harbor, Michigan, they're giving away 9 chest freezers. So what happened is they had an essay contest with the kids in 4-H. They had to write an essay, basically how raising animals and going to the fair and volunteering has taught them work ethic, you know, taught them how to work, how to be a productive member of society, you know, things like that. Had an essay contest, 9 winners. So Lock City has donated 9 chest freezers that will go with these animals. So if you bid on these animals in the market sale and you win them, not only are you getting the meat, you're getting a freezer to put the meat in.
Oh, very cool. Excellent. And what was the name of that hardware store?
It's Lock City Home Center here in Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate them doing that. That's fantastic. I got a question, texted in, said, if we bid on the animals, is there a processor, in the area that would be able to process the beef once you bid on them?
Oh yeah. Loves right here in Rudyard will do it. And Ebel's is the other one. And you're going to forgive me. There's a third one and the name jumped out of my head and ran across the room.
Ebel's down in Falmouth you're talking about?
Yep. That's typically the one that I use, but Loves does a good job too. And they specifically, these guys, and I know people that do like custom beef and things like that, you gotta almost, as soon as the calf hits the ground, you gotta make your, you know, schedule your appointment at the plant. But they save a block, because they know this is gonna happen every year, so they save a block of time specifically for these animals. So you get your meat back pretty quickly.
Very good, very good. Well, listen, if you guys have any other questions for Dr. Jeff, reach out to him at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. That phone number is area code 906-635-5910. Please put that in your phone, 906-635-5910. And, Jeff, we appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, we'll talk to you next week.
Finally, our news break. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.